Hey, it's Craig. Trying to get a hold of you. My number is 302-235-8352. Thanks, bye. Hey, it's Craig. Trying to get a hold of you. My number is 302-235-8352. Thanks, bye.
Throw it up, blow it up, that's how we fall out. That's how we fall out. That's how we fall out. That's how we fall out.
Money's got you working. We've been talking for so long. Now we're finally here in person. I taste pain and regret. And you swear you've been waiting for me. Oh, I can tell that you've been practicing. I can tell that you've been practicing. All those other men were practice. They were practice. Yeah, for me, for me, for me, for me. Girl, you look good, won't you pack that ass up? You a fine motherfucker, won't you pack that ass up? Call me Big Daddy, won't you pack that ass up? Girl, who was you playing with, pack that ass up? You're working with a match, yeah, you're bad, yeah. Girl, you're working with a match, yeah, you're bad, yeah. Smash, yeah, you're bad, yeah. Make a nigga spend his cash, yeah. His last, yeah. Hoes frying with your passion, yeah. They mad, yeah. Couple thousand on your bag, yeah. Fuck, yeah. I'm a big time a nigga, yeah. Money flipper, yeah. Get it understood, yeah. It's all good, yeah. Girl, I know it's real, cause I've been around it. You only want what's real, you just never found it all. Don't give them no more chances. Ooh, girl, they have to turn. Everything for a reason. There's things you had to learn from them. But when I get you to myself, you know what's going down. What's going down, oh. Girl, you look good, why don't you pack that ass up? You a fine motherfucker, why don't you pack that ass up? Call me Big Daddy, why don't you pack that ass up? Girl, who's you playing with, pack that ass up? You're working with some ass, yeah, you bad, yeah. Girl, you're working with some ass, yeah, you bad, yeah, yeah. I know he messed up, but let a real nigga make it right. Let a real nigga make it right. You deserve that much. Let me put something in your life. Let me put something in your life. Put something in your life. You telling me it's only been a couple other people that you've been with. I'ma trust you, I'ma give you the benefit of the doubt, and I'ma love you. You can even call me daddy, give you someone to look up to. And my girls from the 504 need to drop it right now. Need to drop it right now. All my girls from the 504 need to drop it right now. Need to drop it right now. All my girls from the 504 need to drop it right now. Need to drop it right now. All my girls from the 504 need to drop it right now. Need to drop it right now. Body so wet, and we'll finally live in person. No safe pain, and I regret. You swear, you can hide it from me. Oh, I can tell that you've been practicing. I can tell that you've been practicing. All those other men were practicing. They were practicing. Yeah, for me.
That's your boy, Junior Drake, with Practice. And right before then was Rihanna with Pour It Up, our six-part anthem of the day.
We're going to give you a bonus track from Jeremiah and 50 Cent from around my way, Hollis, Queens area. You know, I think he's following me now that he has a house over here in the heartbeat. Wish I had him when I was 19 years old. We'd have had the perfect 69, you hear me? I'm going to give it to you with a little five senses right here on Heel Skills and Thrills.
I'm fun. I'm kind of a fun with you.
That was All the Time by Lil Wayne and Natasha Mosley by special request from loyal listener Stacy to her man Common, who lives about 1,000 miles.
Hey ladies, it's Hollywood from Pole Control Studios in Hartford. Do you have a best friend who's getting married soon? Are you planning her girls' night out? If you want to plan an unforgettable night for her, then go to kiss957.com, keyword pole, and enter to win your BFF's bachelorette party at Pole Control Studios. The package will include a 2-hour event with the bride and 9 of her friends, pictures, beverages, and performances. Must be 18. Kiss957.com, keyword pole.
Pole Control Studios, located on Pratt Street in Hartford, is the ultimate alternative fitness studio specializing in pole fitness. Looking for a high-energy, innovative way to get and stay fit? Check out PoleControlStudios.com for more information and check us out on Groupon.com this Saturday, July 9th and Sunday, July 10th for a special deal.
Monogamy or whatever you call it, I'm starting to think ain't for everybody. Most of us is rushing into it anyway, you know what I'm saying? You ain't rushing for love and I ain't out there to judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does.
Is it bad then? I never made love, girl, I never did. Would you still know how to fuck? I'll be your bad girl, I'll pull the teeth. I can promise that I'll be good to you. That's what you do. I won't admit it, no, not having it. But at least I can't admit that I'll be bad, no. I'll be good in bed, but I'll be bad to you. I never made love, I never did. Wish I know how to
get it. Bad girls ain't no good, and the good girls ain't no fun.
And the hood girls wanna smarten up. College girls all wanna thug, so it seems that we speak what we don't need. Gotta think for a queen who don't wanna leave. I ain't about to judge you, no, judge me. You ain't gotta really think about your ass feet, cause I heard you. Yeah, in the literal sense, I mean that. Rough sex saying I love ya, but if you still understand, you mean that. I know, I should be calling the mean ass. Or the irony, not the bomb and deep, but the parliament's probably gonna be bad. Still I'm feeling this and I need that. Thinking if I get it, I get it, and need this. I don't need a motion to open your deep space. I can see the ocean by going between legs. Bed, no, bed, blow, dope, go, board, couch, now, slow, motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows she's going for the moon. Hold up. Stay quiet, play smart, take pride. I'm going out, getting hollered at. I'm saying nah, no stains, but she don't pose. She don't wear makeup out of bolo. Ride through Lake Shore with the nose up. She don't really date much, but she slows up. She got haters, but we all do. Heard you when the time comes, study far too. Baby, let me say a pro, how they caught you. All the mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't trying to kick up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them you sucking your teeth, man. Nope. I play big. Trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, Shardy is actually a free man. Cause the one in front of it is working with deep crap. Yep. Bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, turn, love, car, card in the morning, cell number was annoying, God.
Baby, baby, I never made love, no, I never did. We still know how to fuck, I'll be in the bedroom, I'll do it to you. I keep promise that I'll be good to you. That's what I do. I won't admit it, no, not hiding it. But at least I can admit that I've been bad, no. Yeah, I'll be good in bed, but I'll be bad to you.
Hey men, are you interested in taking pole classes? That's right, men's pole classes now being offered at Pole Control Studios in Hartford. Be the first to get started in men's pole classes starting Sunday, August 21st at 12 noon. Go to polecontrolstudios.com or call 860-246-POLE. Pole Control Studios, located on Pratt Street in Hartford, is the ultimate alternative fitness studio specializing in pole fitness. Looking for a high-energy, innovative way to get and stay fit? Check out polecontrolstudios.com for more information and check us out on groupon.com this Saturday, July 9th and Sunday, July 10th for a special.
Thank you.
That was the era with Body. You are listening to Heels, Skills, and Thrills with your late night delight, Miss Hollywoods of Hartford. Feel free to call, text, or chat. That number again is 347-857-3374. We're going to take it back to the music with a little Trey Songz and J. Cole with Can't Get Enough. Once again on Heels, Skills, and Thrills radio show. If you can't get enough and you want to give us a call, do so.
Listening to Miss Hollywoods of Hartford. I have live here on air with me from Atlanta. Would you like to say hello? I'm well. You're calling in, and we're discussing today what you think about adult films and the industry. The question was, would you be an adult film star for the day?
I think that question for most men is, I think, kind of taboo. I think most men wouldn't admit publicly, but I do believe that secretly for most men, it's a fetish, it's a fantasy. I mean, that's just me, you know, speaking for most men. I mean, there's some things that you keep in the closet that you want to bring out publicly, but I think most men, deep down inside, it's a fetish or it's a type of fantasy.
Well, wouldn't it matter about how much you enjoy sex when they would they pay the enjoyment for the employment?
Without a doubt. I mean, I'm speaking to most guys that are high in their sexual nature, you know. If you're, how can I put this, if you're a highly sexually active male, I think every guy questions himself, oh, I wonder how I would do in a porno film. I wonder what my stamina would be like. I wonder, you know, if I could hold my own, you know, in a flick. I think most men ask that question. That
we're talking about.
Excuse me?
Go ahead.
I think most men, you know, kind of put that out there sometimes. I mean, again, you know, he probably wouldn't admit it, but most men that have a high sex drive, I think they question that sometimes. I think they do. I mean, I have. I have a high sex drive, and I've often thought about it.
Okay, well, let's get to the fun part about this. Okay, so what are the limits?
Excuse me, I can hear you were breaking up a little bit. What was that?
What's off limits?
Hold on, one
second. A situation to be in, and you're given an opportunity to recreate those things, what would be the wildest and off limits to you and your tastes?
Let's see. What, you're asking me what would be off limits?
Yes.
You're asking me what would be off limits in a film?
That's correct.
For me personally, I mean, I guess it would fit with your sexual nature, what you like to explore in bed. I mean, personally for me, I'm a pleaser. I'm a pleaser in bed. I get off on pleasing a female. So anything within the limitations of a female pleasing a female. I mean, if a female likes anal and that's required in the scene and that's something that, you know, I know would get her off, it would enhance my performance on film. I mean, like I said, I'm a pleaser. And I mean, whatever would get the woman off, toys, anal sex, positions, whatever, I would say for me, it would enhance me in an adult form because, no matter I'm pleasing a woman, no matter I'm putting her off, it's just going to, you know, add a little extra hump for me and what I'm doing. So, I mean, off limits for me, I mean, that would be up to, you know, to the female, you know, how far she's willing to go in the film. So that's my take on it. But as far as limitations for me sexually, one-on-one with the women, they are not. I mean, who goes into sex and scripts things? I mean, you know, you do it on the fly.
Attraction make a difference because, you know, a lot of times in the films you're not given an opportunity to choose a partner or necessarily even choose the partner you like. So how would you make that difference? You realize this is still a job, so you're answering with the mindset of it being your job.
Yeah,
what would action make a difference?
That's a good question. That's a good question because for me, It probably would. She doesn't like eye candy. And I mean, if your secret fetish is to be in a porn movie, of course, you probably would, you know, if you had your choice, be in it with your family and porn star. That's a good question. If you had a book, you know, into porn, and one of your first movies was not so attractive as female, would it affect your performance? For me, yeah. I'm not even going to sit up here and lie. For me, yeah. If you're telling me my first scene would be with a 300-pound woman that's unattractive, hell yeah, it's going to affect my performance. I mean, I'm not going to sit up here and lie. Yes, it would.
What if you were given direction by 300-pound a soundboard guy or a lighting person or even a camera crew of big, attractive people, how would you get to hold up from under those conditions as well?
if I had a director, lighting crew, camera crew, I don't think it would be a problem for me. I mean, I'm an exhibitionist. I mean, I don't care who's watching. I mean, I think one of my secret fantasies always have been to be an exhibitionist. I saw a pamphlet once with this couple. They were exhibitionists, and one of their first scenes was with each other. And, I mean, you know, looking at the flick, it looked so natural. I mean, the cameras were there, the crews there, and, I mean, it was a hot scene. I mean, if you're an exhibitionist and you don't mind, and, you know, a crowd or whatnot, I mean, what does it all matter? I mean, I think that's up to the two individuals. I mean, that's just my take. I mean, sex is sex, whether you got just you two or you got 10 or 20 people watching. I mean, hell, put on a show. That would get me off. To put on a show and just, you know, have a bunch of women watching and just running on and just trying to get in, you know, on the scene with me. You know, that's the type of shit that would get me off.
Well, with that in mind, let's get everyone else off by giving them a little tunes and getting them back into the music. We got a little gospel time. Live on the air with the gentleman, we'll keep him anonymous. He is answering questions exclusively to us about and the questions continue. Still there?
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, well, we're going to ask you and keep those questions fresh and so you'll be involved and know exactly what to expect and expect next. Truly, the questions are going to get a little deeper. like, would you compromise your sexuality? Now, what do I mean by compromising your sexuality? Meaning if you were highly religious or, in another state, highly political, would your morals stand up to your job choice? How do you feel about that? Why don't you give me a call? Once again, that number is 347-857-3374. Once again, this is Hollywood of Hartford giving you some fun tunes to keep you up and awake and questions to keep you integrated into the world around you full of sex, lies, and videotape. Next, I'm going to play a little bit more, trying to get our anonymous back on the line here. We only have a few moments left for the show, but we definitely want to keep everyone involved as far as the topic is at hand. So once again, that number is 347-857-3374. Let's take it back to the music. You're listening to Thrills and Thrills Alive in Your Ears. About compromising your sexuality, and questions came about the moral topic of religion or politics. So that question once again is, would you compromise your sexuality?
No, I wouldn't compromise my sexuality. You mean in as far as what would be done in the scene? I mean, I'm trying to understand what this question that you're asking.
Like, does God ever come to play into things like this? Or does your political views come into play? What happens if you're running for office or if you were leader of your church? How would you feel about your peers and not being aware of your newfound employment?
You know what? I think anybody that chooses that profession... You know what you're signing up for. You know you're signing up for this dark underground world that, you know, with social media and online sites and porn just going through the roof online, that you can be, you know, found out at any time. I mean, those are things that you have to consider, that your life as you know it could change in the blink of an eye if you make this decision. Except I think most people that's in the industry, it's a dark closet that you try to shelf it in. You know, you go, you know, I've seen porn where people cover their faces and that type of stuff. But when you go into that, you know, that arena, you know, your life, you know, will be changed forever if, you know, you found out, you know, you're doing porn or whatnot. I mean, people are going to judge you. People are going to look at you differently. I mean, If you're big in your church, you know, you're active in your church, can you imagine the ramifications of church members that are in the closet and they're big porn freaks and, you know, they pull up online a flick that you're in? I mean, you'll be destroyed in that church. I mean, people look at porn as a bigger deal than just sexual pleasure and entertainment. They look at it as more. To me, it's entertainment. Entertainment, but you got a vast majority of people that look at it as, you know, something totally different. I mean, to me, porn isn't any different than anything else you can pull up.
you know, on cable TV online. I mean, it's just so mainstream now. But, you know, to say, hey, I'm going to be in a porn movie and, you know, you think your life is going to be the same, it's not. You know, if you're, you know, found to be in a porn movie. I mean, hell, if you're just found to be involved just as an avid watcher of porn, you know, you're going to get looked at differently. So for me, if I decided to do porn, hell, I've always been a rebel, like Puckett. You know, it is what it is. You know, people want to talk, whatever. I mean, you just have to make a conscious decision. That's what you want to do and how important it is to you.
The darkness behind it. What about this day and age of heightened STD? What is your opinion of safe sex in the films, since there's a lot more condom use and a lot of people don't want to see condoms in actual films? What is your take on actual condom use in films?
Well, you know, there was a time in porn, you know, where, you know, the females have to be tested, the guys have to be tested, but, you know, you see a lot more of that, you know, in the film today. Does it take away from scenes? I'm going to say yeah, because I think anybody that tunes in and watch porn, they want it to be as natural and realistic to life as it can possibly be. I'll give an example. If you watch your favorite porn movie and you got into it, you know, you were all into it, you know, whether you were watching it by yourself and masturbating or you were with your lady. If you ever watch the behind the scenes of that same flick and you watch the director and you watch all the 67 takes of this scene and, you know, you watch the females like laughing in the middle of the scene getting fucked, it'll sort of take away from you because porn is fantasy. It is fantasy, but most people don't realize a lot of it's scripted. You know, personally, me, I more enjoy homemade porn, you know, reality porn than regular porn flicks, because in a sense, you know, that's reality, that's real. A lot of porn, like I said, is scripted. A lot of it is acting. So I think when you talk about, and don't get me wrong, I'm totally against safe sex, but in that industry, it does take a little bit away from it. It does take a little bit away from it. The whole fantasy aspect of it, like, wow, he's really fucking her, you know, and this. But with a condom on, it sort of suggests, okay, yeah, he's acting, you know what I mean? He has a condom on, you know, she's really not, you know, feeling him, you know, fully and naturally. So, in my opinion, it does take a little bit from it. I'm not knocking any actor that chooses to go that route or a director or producer who requires that in their production.
Okay, good answers. Everyone is waiting for you to answer this question. Please don't take any offense to this, but what's your price? The question comes up as to what's your price to switch to make maybe questionable choice when it comes to your partner, maybe not have an attractive partner, or maybe allow everyone in your church or your political surroundings to know about your newfound endeavors, then lack of better statement, your whole family and your complete intimate others knowing about your other job, because obviously you would need an additional job, but what would be your price? Let's say, okay, I do one film, it would be with, I didn't care if she was ugly, I didn't care about anything, it didn't matter, everyone else had complete control, and all I was allowed to do was just to be there and get my paycheck. What would be your price?
What would be my price? My price, I'm going to say this, for what I can bring to the table, I feel right now, I'm polished enough to do porn. I've been told that by sexual partners, because of my endowment, I would be polished, and I think I could bring something to any production team, you know, producing, you know, porn movies. So I think there's a greater value and a greater price tag in, you know, an actor, a porn actor that you can bring in that you really don't have to strip, you really don't have to put too much into. It's sort of like the music industry. You know, if you can get a seasoned, polished, you know, singer, really that's a lot of money you don't have to spend, you know, kind of, you know, bringing this guy along, you know, getting vocal coaches and that type of stuff. And I kind of compare it to that. I feel confident enough that I could go on any set and with the right compatible partner, I can make magic. So if asking me, you know, what would be my price, I'd have to say anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000 a scene.
You know, talks, you know that, right?
Do what?
Talk outlandish prices. Variations is to have all this chemistry and all these specifics with a partner, but then if you had the opposite and it was just about the money, your price is more than what the whole film is going to cost.
Well, if you're going to take that risk and put your life on the line, then, you know, I think a price tag should be comfortable to that. I mean, you're really talking about doing porn. And I'm going to be honest, destroying your life as it was once known, if that found out, if that gets out there. I mean, you're really going to destroy your life as it's known, you know, no matter what it is, you know, the way people view you, you know. I mean, you can't put a small price tag on that. You can't get that back once that gets out there. I mean, we're talking about a movie that, if it's done correctly, they're going to make their money. They're going to make their money time. But, you know, you're talking about people being downloaded, putting on every site. If it's really, really a hot scene, yeah, I got to get paid for that. I got to get paid for that to be in rotation for the next, what, 5 years? Yeah, I got to get paid for that.
Pay for that should be definitely the little phrase of today. Not everyone was listening. And if you enjoyed the music and the topics, has been pretty much all but free to send to me and give me your opinion on that topic and to make out of the day. Once